I know I've seen where we've had rains in the past that seem to maybe more perhaps dirty up your car more than they wash the dirt off. It's bad enough, I guess, that I time my trips to the car wash by when it's going to rain, unfortunately. But what was the situation with this yesterday? I heard a lot of people talking about this. I know, like I said, I've seen it happen before, but do we know what caused it yesterday across the area?
A lot of times in the past when we've had it, it's more because of, you know, like local farming activities that have been going on. But in this particular case, there was an area of blowing dust that was picked up across New Mexico and western Texas a couple of days ago due to a very strong storm system that's been moving across the central United States. And that drew the dust all the way northeast up, you know, through our area and even into like Minnesota. There was reports of some of the snow that was falling there having more of a tannish tinge to it.
That sounds so unusual, I guess, maybe now that I think about it. Is it typical that a storm or a system like that can pick up things like dirt or dust and move it that far?
It depends on the specific storm system. I mean, this particular one was very strong, so having it come this far to the northeast might be a little unusual, but stronger winds aloft have been known to carry things like smoke, several hundred miles out all the way over to this area and actually across the country, given enough time.
Yeah, it seems like now that you mention it, I recall some instances last year with some of the wildfires out west that blew smoke all this way. So I guess it's probably more common than I think about it, isn't it?
It's probably a little more common. It's just, you don't necessarily have the ability to have rain falling at the same time. Sometimes it happens, sometimes it doesn't. But
so I've been hearing about this second or third or 19th or whatever it is, this bomb cyclone thing that was moving across the country. Did that have anything to do with it? And can you kind of explain what that is?
Basically, a bomb cyclone has to do with how rapidly the storm system strengthens over the period of 24 hours. And having it form in the middle of the country like that is probably a little less unusual than it would be, say, further like off the East Coast. There, some of those nor'easters that occur tend to be of that variety. But this is the second one that's formed over the central United States over the last month or so.
Wow, that's crazy, and that's really kind of caused maybe unusual or perhaps unspring-like weather across a good portion of the country this week, hasn't it?
That's right. I mean, there have been a couple of feet of snow up in parts of South Dakota, a pretty widespread area of blizzard conditions. Up in Minnesota a couple of days ago, they actually had quarter-sized hail falling at the same time as the snow.
So oh, my goodness.
Had a rare occasion where you had a blizzard warning and a severe thunderstorm warning out at the same time.
Yeah, I can't imagine that happening. I know I've heard of thunder snow, but this is ridiculous.
It was actually quite a bit of thunder snow with this system from the Dakotas across Minnesota and the parts of Wisconsin.
So I guess we got pretty lucky then in that regard that pretty much all we saw is some rain with a little bit of dirt in it, right?
Pretty much. I mean, we had some concerns initially that, being on the warm side of the system, that we might have a potential for some severe weather, but that didn't pan out across our area.
Okay, now I see we're in the forecast on Sunday, at least Saturday night into Sunday morning. There might be a little bit of snow across this part of central Illinois.
And we're expecting an area from like west central Illinois up into the northern part of the state toward Rockford and then into southern Wisconsin, where they could get a mixture of rain or snow or potentially go over to all snow for a little bit of a time. Not really looking for any kind of significant accumulations. If it did, it would be more on the grassy surfaces, because given how warm it's been recently, the pavement temperature has really been rising, so anything that fell onto the pavement would melt pretty quickly.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Galesburg's Easter egg hunt is on Sunday morning, and I know that won't make them happy, but I imagine they'll still have it anyway. Nonetheless, do we expect things to warm up after this weekend?
Well, see, the start of the weekend will start, tomorrow won't be too bad, mid-50s, but Sunday we're only looking highs in the lower 40s, and then once we get into the work week, it starts really warming up again, and by Tuesday should be back into the 70s.
Chris Gearhart, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Lincoln on Galesburg's Evening News. Yeah, snow on Sunday, but sounds like it's going to melt as quickly as it comes down, with highs reaching the 40s on Sunday, and with the rain coming in the afternoon. That snow won't stick around too long. But again, Galesburg's Community Easter Egg Hunt is on Sunday, and if anything changes with that, we, of course, will let you know. But you can still find out about it nonetheless and all the other weekend events, as always, on WGIL.com. We'll come back and we'll take a look at business news and sports as Galesburg's Evening News continues on a Friday night here at WGIL.